it would have been right there on the one.
You're listening to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. As always, the information I share with you on this show, you're not going to get anywhere else. Let's go. AKA The Menu is on the keyboards, keeping the track locked ever so tight. Welcome back. Let's continue with item E in the Columbus Local Memorandum of Understanding. That's just me having a little fun with the little synthesizer I have attached to the mixer. But anyway, listen, before we start or continue what I like to call class in session on our local memorandum of understanding, again, I'm going to take about 2 minutes to address or try to clear up another situation. So, item E, local memorandum of understanding, I'm going to put on pause. And I'm going to report to you and let you know, we in Columbus, we've been talking about a situation with a mail handler bidding on a job, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me tell you how that's going right now. Again, don't want to sound redundant, but the post office did the right thing and gave the bid to the right person. But then just because they're Columbus, Ohio, they're not going to let the mail handler, who was not awarded the bid, for some reason he's not back in his job, and his job has not been posted. Now, let me say this. Again, I'm going to try to speak on the side of caution. Maybe, there's a new policy that we've just not been made aware of. If you bid and don't get the bid, maybe there are options that may not allow you to go back to your old bid. So before I pass judgment on that, I'll check with the union just to see if that's a new policy. But at any rate, the mail handler is not back in his bid. Now, so as far as I'm concerned, they did the right thing. My client raised an issue. The issue was resolved. Unfortunately, my client was not the successful bidder, but nonetheless, the right thing was done. There's still an issue of the threat that's on the table that Columbus seems not to be too concerned with. So that's all I want to say with that. And let's get back into what I call teaching mode. And let's talk about this local memorandum of understanding. We're going to pick up on item E. Item E, the determination of the beginning of an employee's vacation period. The vacation week shall begin on the first day of employee's basic work week. Exceptions may be granted by agreement among the employee, the union representative, and the employer. If for whatever reason you got some kind of special circumstances going on and you need to alter the start date of your vacation period, as long as you get with the union, kind of like the same way you do a change of schedule, you request it, the union signs off on it, and if management has no problem, they'll agree to it. Moving right along. Item F, methods of selecting choice vacation periods. Employees may, at their option, request two selections during the choice vacation period in units of either 5 or 10 days, not to exceed the 10 or 15 days total during such period. The employee's second selection shall be made after all employees have been given the opportunity to make their first selection. All choice vacation selections shall be made by seniority. Management shall consider an employee's request to cancel in full or in part any part of their choice vacation period, provided written notice is provided to the supervisor the Wednesday prior to the beginning of the scheduled vacation. Talk to him, Ken. Okay. If you want to go on vacation, you can make two selections. They got to be 1 week or 2 weeks. Let's take the days out of it. That's what they're saying. You can bid 1 week or 2 weeks. Now, because you get two selections, that first selection can be a 2 week pick or a 1 week pick, not 2 1 week picks, as I read this. Now, on your second selection, again, you have the same option, a 10 day or a 5 day, which is actually 1 week or 2 weeks. So understand that. As I understand or as I read item F, your vacation choices may be in units of either 5 or 10 days. That does not say, because I'm senior, I can pick two separate weeks. Let's be clear about that. All vacation choices, they're made by seniority, which is going to be a bit of a problem as we, as MHAs or people bid and move into different units. We may have to ask, well, by seniority, effective when? Effective the day I get here? Effective the day you think I'm coming here? So again, these are just things that are in your local agreement that you might want to ask questions about. And right now, I'm still giving you my version or my interpretation of item F. And item F closes out with saying, management will consider your request. Now, let me tell you what that means. Never mind what they always do. When it says management shall consider a request, that means that could go good or bad, yes or no. So just because you want to cancel your vacation, we've been doing it forever. Understand the language in your contract, your local memorandum says they will consider it. So don't be upset if for whatever reason, and I can't imagine it happening, they say no. You take the whole week or don't take any of it. Just remember, management shall consider your request to cancel in full or in part. Let's move right on to item G. Item G, whether jury duty and attendance at national or state conventions shall be charged to choice vacation periods. An employee called for jury duty during his selected choice vacation period or union officials attending national, regional, or international conventions during the choice vacation period shall not be deprived of any alternative choice vacation period. However, persons attending such functions shall not be included in the maximum number of employees allowed off during the choice vacation period, with the following exceptions. No more than 4 union officials will be allowed off in addition to the 15 or 16% provided that the 4 officials do not come from the same sector or tour.
Break it down, Ken.
If you have scheduled leave, you've made your selection during choice vacation period, and for whatever reason, now you're selected for jury duty, or there's a union, national, regional, or international convention going on, your local agreement says that time will not be charged to your choice vacation period. In fact, it goes on to say any alternate vacation choice you won't be deprived of. So I read that as if I'm scheduled to go on vacation for whatever reason, I got jury duty, or I'm going to attend some picture that they invited me to attend a union national meeting. No, but I'm going to attend a union meeting. Well, the post office says, hey, listen, you go take care of that business and you pick any other time within the choice vacation period, and we'll make sure you'll get that. It says you will not be deprived of any alternate choice vacation period. Now, what you got to remember, people that are attending these functions, they're not going to be included in the maximum number. So you're still going to get that 15 or 16% off. And I don't even know why we have to read 15 or 16%. Because listen to me, 15 or 16% off will always yield the same number of mail handlers off. And if I'm wrong, please let me know. Let's move on to item H. Determination of the maximum percentage of employees who shall receive leave each week during the choice vacation period. Now, when we talk about the choice vacation period, again, if you need to, just skip back to item D, and you'll see that the choice vacation period, again, is the third Saturday in January through the last full week of November. Then you have one extra week out of December. So, again, most of the year is choice vacation period time. So just keep that in mind. Item H, I'm going to read that again. Determination of the maximum percentage of employees who shall receive leave each week during the choice vacation period. The maximum number of employees who shall receive leave during the choice vacation period shall be 15% of the mail handlers, except for the month of June, July, and the first 2 weeks in August, which will be 16%. Sections is defined as assignments within a specific work area within a tour listed in item P. Now, we're going to touch on item P, but right now I'm going to skip to item P and we're going to come back to it because I need you to understand these are your agreed upon assignments. The dock, universal sorter. TMS, consolidated dispatch, and high-speed trace sorters, again, one area. Flats, newspaper, opening, one area. Automation and O30, one area. Bundle sorter and apps, one area. Apps, priority, scan where you ban, one area. The O10, O20, AFCSs, one area. FSS, express mail letters, and scan where you ban are one area also. So understand when you put in for a vacation, this is what it should look like. And I understand, before I go back to item H, I understand some conflict might be going to come up when it gets to that TMS. I understand they pick jobs differently than the local memorandum of understanding is directing them to pick vacation schedules. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. But let's get back to item H. The vacation percentage will remain unchanged, although fraction 0.5 and above will be rounded up to the next person. And what I mean by that, I'm sorry, let me finish reading. After the vacation schedule has been approved, it will not be the sole determining factor in granting of day-to-day annual leave.
Talk to them, Ken.
The maximum number of people on leave, again, I get a kick out of this, 15, 16%. I kind of want to say to the post office, if you really wanted to give the mail handlers an additional person off, it would have went from 15 to probably 20%. Because when you look at the 0.5 they speak of, most of your 15% are going to come in at 0.5. Most of your 16% are going to come in at 0.6, which both get rounded up to the next whole number. So, and if that math is wrong, please somebody tell me. Now, it's also saying in item H that once the vacation schedule is approved, everybody's on that 1547, it's done. They're saying that will not be the sole determining factor. And what I believe that means is if you have a area that you don't have 15% off, although the mail handlers local agreement says we can have up to 15%, if there's an area a week that don't have 15% and you put it in, they're saying it's possible that you're not going to get that. That's how I read that. And if somebody gets anything different, don't hesitate to share. So again, just a quick recap, because I did a lot of talking there. 15% all year round, except for 16% the first 2 weeks in August. Excuse me, June, July, and the first 2 weeks in August, you go up 16%, which means nothing changes. But it's so cool the way the post office thinks, hey, listen, mail handlers, I'm doing you a favor. I'm giving you an extra percent off. An extra percent rounds up to the same whole number as the 15% does. Item I, the issuance of official notices to each employee of the vacation schedule approved for such employee. When a request for choice vacation is made, it shall be selected on the vacation selection calendar. Each employee shall select his or her choice vacation in the section that they hold a bid. Unassigned regulars will select in the unit they are assigned to. This selection shall be honored even if the employee moves to another section prior to date scheduled for the granting of choice vacation period. Vacation schedules shall be posted on the official bulletin board. Upon request, the employee will be provided a form 1547 showing his or her approved vacation selections.
Talk to them, Ken.
As per your LMOU, after you make your selection on the 1547 or the vacation selection calendar, well, what happens is you have to request a copy of the form 1547. If not, they just post it on the bulletin board. And let me say this, not that it would ever happen in Columbus. I would ask that if a vacation calendar was posted, I'm going to take a picture of the posting. I'm just saying. What I'm really going to do is just select an official copy. Now, let me say this to you. If you request that 1547, every time there's an adjustment made to that 1547, your copy should be adjusted as well. It just keeps everybody honest. It also says in item I that if you select a vacation period and you bid somewhere else, well, you still have your selected vacation period. We're going to end this morning's session with item J, determination of the date and means of notifying employees of the beginning of the new leave year. Notice of the new leave year shall be posted on all bulletin boards 30 days prior to leave year. Tell them, Ken, that was real simple, that was real easy, right? 30 days before your leave year starts, there should be notices up on all bulletin boards. Don't worry that you didn't see them. They probably wasn't there, but it is a contractual item. Today we covered item E to item J in the Columbus, Ohio Local Memorandum of Understanding. Like I said, two more days, we should be through the whole LMOU. It is my intent to read you the actual contractual language, then give you what I think I just read to you. I call it, I'm going to put a little seasoning on it. Hey, listen, let's have a wonderful day. Stick with me, I'll stick with you, and together we'll learn something. And maybe, just maybe, we can convince postal management to be in compliance with our contract. And that's going to dramatically improve
the quality of your work life.
Let's be awesome today.